God loves mankind and he wants everyone to receive this wonderful gift that he has provided for us and given in the giving of his son. So he said, and go ye, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world rather, and preach the gospel to every creature. Now watch what happened. He that believeth and is baptized, it's up to the person once they hear it. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. Amen. He that believeth not. See, the choice is up to the person. The person has to make the decision whether they hear the gospel or not. But our responsibility is to make sure we get beyond ourselves, out of the walls, and away from fear and what they will say, how they will look at us, and what they'll say about us, and make sure we get this gospel to the ends of the earth. Because right now, this world is in trouble. They got stuff going on and they don't know what to do. They're trying to figure it out, and that's man's problem. He tried to figure out things without the Creator, without the answer. God is the answer. And you can do so many things in the natural, but your natural thinking is no match, and you cannot conquer spiritual thing with natural thinking. You have to have the Spirit of God, the life of God, and the wisdom of God, the love of God, the faith of God. And all this is available to every man if he receives Jesus. And we must be bold. We must be courageous. We must tell it and not under some kind of man's religion and opinion and their ideas, but it's what the Scripture says and what the Spirit of God is saying. And the Spirit of God is in us, and he's telling us, and he will help us will empower us to take this gospel like they did in the beginning of the church. The same church, same anointing, same Holy Spirit, everything. And we are to go in all our generation, all of our generation, and preach this gospel. So let's see what happened. See what happened. What Mark says here would happen when we would do this. Verse 16 again. And he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. These signs shall follow. Now watch it. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Look at that. The first sign and the first thing a believer will do. You notice he didn't put preacher, didn't put reverend, didn't put apostle, didn't put prophet. He said these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. What are you? Are you a believer? See, it's not in the hand of the preacher only. We're to go. We're to be witnesses. We're to share the gospel to the world. But we, the believers, are to cast out devil. Not just somebody got a title behind their name or title onto their name. Or you stand in a fivefold ministry gift, you know, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. But every believer has the authority given to them from the head of the church to cast out devils. And there are some devils you need that messing with you that you need to cast them out of your life and get him out of your way, get him out of your house, get him off your property, get him out of the lives of your children, your family, your business. Amen. Because he want to mess it up. He want to ruin it. He want to mess up your life. He want to mess up your health and everything else he can mess up. He said, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. And on the day of Pentecost, we saw this take place. We just read it rather. That they spoke with tongues and the Spirit gave them utterance. And they shall speak with tongues. Notice verse 18. They shall take up serpent. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. You notice that's what we're to go and do. Preach the gospel, cast out devil, speak with tongues. If a snake bites you, you'll be all right. Paul, he was gathering some wood on that island. And a snake came out of it and hung on to hand and it fastened onto Paul's hand. And the Bible says he shook him off in the fire and felt no harm. Why? Because God's grace, God's power, what God has done in Christ is far beyond a snake bite. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And said, and notice that they shall take up serpent. If they drink any deadly thing, you just don't go out there and start picking up poison stuff and drink. He said, if you happen to drink and you don't know it, the grace of God got you covered. And I'm convinced that I'm thoroughly convinced the grace of God, the power of God, the redemptive work of Jesus got me covered on this coronavirus, COVID-19. Don't come near my house. And no other disease, glory to God, because God is faithful to his word. Amen. Glory to God. So he said in verse 18, they shall take up serpent. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall recover. I'm going to say that again. They shall recover. So if you believe the word of God, if you believe it in your heart and hold fast to it, that's why we study. That's why he said, make disciples, teach them so they'll know how to observe all things, know how to stand on the word, know how to receive the word, how to walk in the light of the word once you become a believer. But first, we want to get the gospel to those that are lost because they don't know. Once you're born again, hallelujah, you join the family of God, the family of the redeemed, and God is bigger than any devil. The life of God has, matter of fact, Romans 2:8-2 said, life has triumphed over death. Amen. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.